Time now for your comments. Listeners are wondering what Saddam Hussein's capture means for the future of Iraq and the United States. Alan Barlow of Seattle writes, George Bush told Iraqis yesterday they will never again have to fear the rule of Saddam Hussein. That's wonderful. But when will George announce to us Americans that we will never again have to fear Osama bin Laden, al-Qaeda, and the terrorists who continue to plan attacks on the United States? The invasion and occupation of Iraq has been an expensive distraction from the more sinister war that we are still faced with. Listeners wrote to say NPR's Juan Williams and poll taker Andy Kohut left a misleading impression of Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean's position on getting U.S. forces out of Iraq. Carrie Pepperman of Ypsilanti, Michigan, said the interview implied Dean has a cut-and-run strategy for Iraq that is at odds with the views of Iowa voters. She adds, Howard Dean has never advocated pulling U.S. forces out of Iraq completely. Dean has said he favors U.S. forces leaving Iraq when that country is stabilized. Several listeners complained about the story on Georgia-based Choice Point, a company that collects background information on millions of Americans. Patrick Shields of Mountain View, California, says the story should have mentioned the company's role in the 2000 presidential election in Florida. He says Choice Point, formerly Database Technologies, was supposed to find, verify, and remove felons from Florida's voter rolls, but it also knowingly removed people with similar last names or people with the same birth date as known felons. The story about global positioning systems being used in a growing number of vehicles did not accurately explain the technology. Alan Duncanson of Indianapolis writes, "You implied that the At-Road system reported the vehicle's position by means of orbiting satellites. In reality, signals originating from the orbiting satellites are used only to determine the vehicle's location, which is then reported to the corporate office by means of an ordinary mobile phone system." Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.